Ms. Cuomo, the Canadian government is talking about limiting food advertising for children. Why is this so important?
Well, here in Canada, we see a large amount of advertising being directed at children, and the majority, 90% of that advertising, is for unhealthy food. And this is really concerning to dietitians and to groups like ours because of the impact it has on children. Children aren't capable, because of their cognitive development, the development of their brains, to tell the difference between an advertisement and an educational content, for example. And so we're seeing this advertising creeping in, not only on television, but on websites, games that they're playing online. And so this is something that we would like to see stopped. So we're quite encouraged to see this announcement today, although we don't think it goes quite far enough from what we're seeing.
We already have some experience with limiting this kind of advertising. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, so there's two situations in Canada. So across the country, we have voluntary regulations. So a group of food companies have gotten together and set some voluntary restrictions, which some of them opt into and some of them don't. And, you know, we can debate the finer points, but a lot of groups like ours would say that the criteria may not go far enough. And it only talks about unhealthy foods, where we'd like to see a ban on all food and beverage marketing. And the other situation we have is in one of our Canadian provinces, Quebec, where they've banned all food and beverage advertising to children up to age 13. And it's been quite remarkable to see the progress that they've made. In fact, they've seen a 13% reduction in fast food fast food consumption by children, and they have the lowest rates of obesity in 6 to 11-year-olds and also the highest consumption of vegetables and fruits in that age group. So when we look at that as an example and see the kinds of regulations that could be put in place, particularly if this becomes a mandatory restriction on food and beverages to kids, it could have quite a significant impact on the health of Canadian children.
Now, you mentioned you didn't think the federal plan goes far enough. What do you mean?
Well, we see a couple things in the announcement today, and you know, details are coming, so we're reading between the lines in what the minister announced. But we saw that she was talking about a process that would take between 5 and 10 years to implement. In addition, she talked about it being a restriction of unhealthy food and beverages. So Dietitians of Canada is part of a coalition called the Stop Marketing to Kids Coalition, which is a group of 13 health organizations with 30 others supporting. And we've called for a complete restriction of all food and beverage marketing, not just those unhealthy foods, and also that it extends up to 16 years of age, where Minister Philpott is talking about a restriction to 13 years of age. So, you know, while it's a good step, and we do think the consultation that she's proposing is important, it wasn't exactly what we have been talking with her about and met with her about in terms of our point of view.
Now, the minister mentioned changes to the way labels would present information about sugar, salt, and fat. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so what we heard today, we've been waiting for the revised version of the Nutrition Facts Table, which is the panel that's on the side or the back of food products that tells you how much of certain nutrients are in a food, as well as the ingredient list. And we didn't get that announcement today. What we did hear is that the government is looking at putting some information on the front of the package, which would give some indication of maybe how high the saturated fat content, the sodium, or the sugar is, whether it's high or low. And they didn't give any details as to what they were thinking. Dietitians of Canada has previously given them some ideas of what we think might be a good idea, and we'll definitely continue to consult with them on that as time goes on. I think this consultation will last for a number of weeks, and they'll be looking at examples of what's happening in other countries and what's happening in some private companies here in Canada. For example, some of our grocery store chains have a front-of-package label that gives sort of a ranking to various products. And so it'll be interesting to see what Canadians think about that idea. And, you know, our goal as dietitians is to make it as easy as possible for Canadians to make healthy choices for their families.
One thing she did mention was consolidating all the sugars, which are now listed in different ways.
Yes, that's right. And that was something that we had were very much in support of on an earlier version of the nutrition facts table that we saw last June or 2 Junes ago. And that is a really interesting proposal and something that's very important. When I talk to clients who are trying to figure out what food is better, for example, two boxes of cereals, two granola bars, if sugar is listed in multiple different ways, it doesn't appear at the top of the ingredient list, even if the most heavier or the ingredient that's there in the most quantity is sugar. So by grouping all those sources of sugar together, it not only makes it more obvious for the consumer what is in their food, but it also makes it easier for them to see what all those types of sugar are.
What did she say about trans fats?
So we did hear from Minister Philpott that they're looking to eliminate trans fats from the Canadian food supply, and this couldn't come soon enough from our point of view. It was nearly a decade ago that voluntary restrictions were put into place, and Dietitians of Canada was part of that task force to make those recommendations. Unfortunately, while progress has been made with the voluntary restrictions on trans fats, there's still a ways to go in terms of eliminating, and the message was fairly clear in Minister Philpott's mandate letter that we're looking for elimination from the food supply. So we hope that this means that there'll be mandatory restrictions on trans fats placed upon manufacturers, but that detail has yet to be seen from what I have, information I have, although we would expect that because of the mandate being so clear that we are talking about a mandatory restriction here.
Thank you so much for this.
You're welcome.